Each Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And Sean Gorman joins us again this morning. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, as we've explained before, not only do you check the facts as to their truth or falsity on statements and claims made by Virginia political figures, but you also keep a running tally on the promises made in the last gubernatorial election by Governor Bob McDonnell as to whether he has fulfilled those or still working on them or whatever. So we have two Bobometer items to ask you about today. They've appeared recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column. And the first is a campaign promise made by McDonnell in which he said he would expand monitoring of sexual predators. How's he doing on that promise?
Well, McDonnell's promise pertained to violent sexual offenders who were not eligible for civil commitment, and that's a program that allows the state to indefinitely institutionalize chronic sexual predators after they have completed their prison sentences. Now, Jeff Caldwell, a spokesman for the governor, told us that since making this promise, the governor has decided that tougher tactics are needed beyond monitoring these felons. Caldwell pointed to several steps the governor and the General Assembly have taken. Among those is a new law set to begin January 1st that gives the state more ground for placing sex felons at the end of their sentences into the civil commitment program. Now, Caldwell noted that McDonnell has also signed into law a measure that imposes a mandatory minimum life sentence for an adult convicted of rape and other various sex crimes involving a child who is 13 years old or younger. Now, earlier this year, the General Assembly, at the governor's request, approved $1.5 million to hire 16 new probation officers to monitor sex offenders. There's also been $4.2 million allocated for 43 state police compliance officers to monitor offenders not on parole. So McDonnell has taken steps to ensure a greater number of these sex offenders never walk free by expanding prison sentencing and entry procedures into the civil commitment program. And the governor has also successfully sought funding to hire additional probation and compliance officers. So we rate this a promise kept.
All right. Now, the other item is a promise he made to establish tax credit for green jobs. How's he doing?
Well, McDonnell vowed to create this tax credit to encourage companies to create green jobs in the Commonwealth. Now, shortly after being inaugurated in January 2010, McDonnell proposed a bill to provide an annual state tax credit of about $500 for every green job created, and that tax break is available up to 350 jobs. Now, that tax incentive is for jobs created at businesses involved in generating energy from solar, wind, hydropower, and other alternative sources. Now, when the legislation passed the General Assembly, it was changed to specify that the credit would only be available for jobs paying $50,000 or more a year, and that credit is available through the 2014 tax year. So McDonnell has kept his vow to create this tax incentive, so we rate this a promise kept.
All right. We note that as his term goes by, he's only got a year left in his single four-year term. He seems to be making some progress later in the term in fulfilling some of those campaign pledges.
Definitely.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.